You're listening to Talking Hoosier Baseball,
a podcast by fans
from the iubase.com website.
For anyone wanting more information on the Indiana University baseball program. All right, welcome back to the latest episode of Talking Hoosier Baseball. Tonight's episode is being recorded on Wednesday, February 10th. It's another snowy day in Bloomington. The Bart's covered in snow. We're not counting down days to opening day yet. We will soon, though. We have faith that there'll be an opening day announcement soon. We don't have, you know, first home run contest going yet. All that will come later. But for tonight, we have a special guest, the preseason All-American outfielder, Grant Richardson. Okay, tonight's panel includes the whole crew, stat guru Cassidy Palmer, the master of the RPI, Carl James, and the guy who really wanted to own a truck tonight, Josh Bennett. Now, we always kick it over to Hoosier Highlights, but since I'm already talking, I'll take the Hoosier Highlights. We had an announcement. Aaron Sleggers, was traded to the Anaheim Angels for a player to be named later. But that doesn't mean it was for Josh Fegley, because Josh Fegley retired. It was just for a regular player to be named later. And he is now going to be, you know, invited to the spring training camp of the Anaheim Angels, of course. And he's going to be 15 minutes from where he played high school baseball. So that's pretty cool. And good luck to Aaron. I really think it had a lot to do with his playoff performance, whether it was against the Yankees or Houston. He really stepped up. I still don't understand why he wasn't on the World Series roster, but that's for somebody else to figure out. But I'm glad Aaron has another opportunity with the Angels. And there were some announcements. They were a while back, but since Grant's here tonight, we'll go over them. Grant Richardson was named first-team preseason All-American by All-Collegiate Baseball, first-team preseason All-American by Perfect Game, third-team preseason All-American by D1 Baseball. He was also named the preseason Big Player of the Year by D1 Baseball, and most recently, Baseball America chose him as well. First preseason player of the big since Matt Gorski for IU. And we're hoping this year what the preseason prediction is, and Grant actually wins that one at the end of the big season, but we'll see. We also have a schedule update, I know, shockingly, but we do have one. And Carl's going to take us through some of the publicly announced stuff that we've been able to read in case you guys missed it. Over to Carl.
Thank you, Chris. Yes, we got a couple of little tidbits. They're just little tidbits at this point. Of course, the one thing that had been leaked quite a while back was that the Big Ten was going to be limited to conference play only. And I've written a little bit about that at iubase.com. But there was some information that came out from the student newspaper at the University of Illinois, where they talked to Dan Hartlieb, the coach there, about the possibility of there being some basically pod type play where there will be 3 to 4 teams playing at one location over a weekend, you know, which for one thing helps deal with the fact that there's an odd number of teams in the league and play can continue on weekends without needing bye weeks. Also the possibility of drivable midweeks. I know for Illinois, that's a bigger deal. They've got a lot of programs close by for driving. Some of the programs in the Big Ten will still struggle with that if that were to happen. But that was something that he mentioned, and that was in that article with an Illinois student paper. It was shown on the Big Ten website that there will be no Big Ten tournament, that the automatic bid for the NCAA tournament will be granted to the winner of the regular season championship. And I did a slight little write-up about that on the site. Got a little bit of less than pleasant feedback from the fan base. I mean, I understand it. It's, you know, you want things to be like they normally are. You want to be able to have that conference tournament at the end. But just to, I think, to look on the bright side here, if there's no conference tournament, because the conference tournament has to start on Wednesday due to the number of games that have to be played, it's going to cut into not just one, but 2 weekends of play. So if all the teams are able to, or even just, let's say there were byes and it was just the 12 teams playing those 2 weekends, you're talking about 48 games of baseball versus the 17 that are played in the tournament. So I think this really is about trying to get as much baseball as possible in that part of May. So, you know, yeah, no tournament, but at least there's gonna be some more baseball and an opportunity to see some teams play. So that's what we've got so far. Outside of that, we're just going to wait on the official word from Indiana University and the Big Ten Conference about how things will be going forward. And iubase.com and our social media will pass that along to you as soon as we find out. So now I will pass it on to Cassidy, who will have explain in numbers why Grant Richardson is getting so much national attention. Cassidy.
Yes. Okay. Thank you, Carl. So I did a little bit of a peek into Grant's stats. First, looking at his career so far at IU, he has a .306 batting average in 60 games and 14 home runs on his career. That's 20% of his hits have been for home runs, and actually 40% of his total hits, a little over 40%, have gone for extra bases of some kind. But with those home runs, Grant's hitting a homer every 16-ish at-bats on his career. For MLB career comparisons, as just kind of an apples to oranges, but for a number of games, but gives you an idea, a home run every 16 or so at-bats is about where David Ortiz finished his career. So that's kind of the area we're looking. In the shortened 2020 season, Grant was off to a phenomenal start with a .424 batting average across those 14 games. He had a .453 on base percentage. And he had hit 5 home runs in those 14 games, which is actually a home run every 12-ish at bats. Again, these are small numbers because shortened season and all of that, but it's fun to do comparisons. And so looking at the 2019 MLB season, so the most recent normal season, that would put Grant in line with maybe Jorge Soler, Cody Bellinger, Jock Peterson. And for comparison, that will sound familiar, Kyle Schwarber in 2019 hit a home run every 14 at-bats. So that gives you some idea of what really, really good numbers look like, and Grant's in those really, really good numbers with these home runs. So Grant, welcome to the podcast.
I appreciate all you guys having me on. And, you know, this is kind of something I've never really done before. So again, I really appreciate you guys reaching out and wanting to do this, and I'm happy to be here.
All right. We're excited to have you, Grant. I'll get us started with questions here tonight. So how does it feel hearing all this national press about yourself leading up to the season, and how do you kind of compartmentalize that and not let that get to you too much?
You know, it's always a really good feeling to see that, you know, all the hard work and time that I've spent, you know, in baseball in general and really working on myself. It's really cool to see all the accolades, but at the same time, it's still preseason. So they mean nothing to me. They're cool to see, but at the same time, I'm kind of just pushing those off to the side. And if they happen, they happen, but I'm going to focus on myself rather than, you know, what other people are saying about me, and I'm going to stick to my work ethic throughout the season. So and I mean, even the preseason, just keep on just putting my head down and just getting back to work. So, you know, looking up to see those is always kind of cool, but getting back to work and putting my head down has always kind of been my main thing.
Okay. And you mentioned work ethic and how you're feeling, and you know, just keeping an attitude of calm and cool no matter what you see. Does that go back maybe to stuff you've learned, and like who really has helped you out the most with your athletic career so far?
You know, that's a good question. I feel like it's been a mix of a ton of people, and you know, my parents, you know, introducing me to sports and everything like that. And I think, you know, I've always been naturally athletic, but you know, the work ethic I got from my parents and then coming to IU and really working with Mercer and, you know, all the other guys, I feel like that really helped me out with my athletic career, of really developing and understanding how to develop as a player and, you know, as a person as well.
Wait, so Mercer makes you work hard?
Crazy, right?
I never heard that. Now, was there is there any other sports for you growing up besides baseball, or was it pretty much baseball only?
I played a little bit of basketball, but I was never really good at shooting, so I was always that defensive player. But no, baseball has always been that standout sport for me.
Cool.
So how was it joining Fishers as a senior with such high expectations for that team?
You know, it was a change just from going to, you know, I went to a private Catholic school where there's only 1,000 kids there, and, you know, going to Fishers, which is a big public school. I mean, there was 1,000 kids in my graduating class that year. So, I would say that, you know, I didn't really feel any pressure, just cause I knew a couple of the guys from summer ball. And then once I got there, everybody really made me feel really welcome. So I never really felt any pressure really going there, but, you know, just being able to go there and, you know, do what we did that my senior year was a blast.
So what were some of your favorite moments of the championship run?
Honestly, I think my favorite moment was probably beating Fort Wayne Carroll, just because they're, you know, from where I'm from. So just being able to kind of see some old friends and being able to beat them in extra innings was always something that was really cool. And, you know, winning the state championship is something that I'd always dreamed of. And it just happened to work out my senior year of finally being able to get that chance and being able to take that opportunity.
So you seemed like you flipped a switch on the mound there to close out that inning. Do you miss coming out of the pen and pitching in general?
Kind of yes, kind of no. Once I got to college, I kind of found out that I was really just a thrower, not a pitcher, because, you know, pitching against high school kids is always a lot easier than, you know, college kids who can actually hit. So kind of miss it, kind of don't. If I got the chance to, I'd probably say no and just stick to hitting.
Well, Grant, in November of 2017, you committed to IU. What was that recruiting process like for you? What other teams were you considering?
You know, being a freshman, the recruiting process was kind of hectic and, you know, got me all over the place during that time. But, you know, some other schools were really interested in me. And, you know, I mean, the biggest thing for me was really finding a place where I felt really comfortable. And, you know, coming to IU, you know, it felt like home the first time I stepped on campus, just because I never really grew up with a favorite college or anything like that. So, you know, the idea of my parents being able to come and watch me play without having the hassle of traveling far. And, you know, I knew a ton of guys that were here, and a lot of my friends were coming to IU, which, I mean, wasn't the biggest thing for me to come to IU, but just like that comfort factor of just kind of feeling like I was going to be comfortable for wherever I was at. So, you know, going to IU, the campus is beautiful. The field is phenomenal. And I think that, you know, at the end of the day, I really made the right decision with where I'd feel the most comfortable and where I'm happiest at.
So, Grant, in 2018, you and Craig Yoho were named first team Indiana All-State by the Indiana High School Baseball Coaches Association. So how has that reunion been so far?
It's been good. You know, I never really expected him to come to IU, especially since, you know, he's been at Houston. So I think just being able to get that chance to kind of play by his side, you know, it's always a good feeling being able to play with someone that, you know, you haven't played with for two and a half years. And, you know, he's always fun to be around at the field. That's for sure.
So what can you tell us? Can you give us a little sneak peek into what he'll bring to the program?
Yeah, no, I mean, they have him playing at first base, and I think he's going to make a big impact when he gets the chance to play. So, you know, he's a big righty bat for us. And, you know, you might see him coming out of the pen every once in a while. We might have a new Matt Lloyd on the team.
I don't think anyone would complain about that. Nope. That worked out pretty well.
I'm surely not.
I'll take a couple more Matt Lloyds. You got any more? If you know about it, let him up. We'll do it. Now, just going back to the early, you know, culture change and stuff like that. How was that to handle?
It was kind of sudden, just because nobody really knew what was happening. Cause we were actually there for the summer, doing summer classes and working out. And we saw a tweet saying that Lamonis had left, and we all popped our heads out of our dorm rooms. We were like, what just happened? So, and I know a lot of the guys were really confused and kind of upset. And personally, I was upset, but I never really had that feeling of like, oh, since they left, like I need to leave or anything like that. Cause you know, I don't even know what was going through my head at that time, but it was just kind of like, I'm just going to stick with what I decided. And if it pays off, it pays off. And if it doesn't, then oh, well. But obviously getting the new coaches, Mercer and Parker and Simmons and Casey Dykes my freshman year, I know that was a blessing in disguise.
Cool, man. Now, I know you already credited a lot of the new staff, but who really helped you out the most freshman wise, maybe as one of your teammates?
Yeah. It was kind of a mix for that as well, but I think the biggest thing that kind of helped me was Logan Kalitha. And you know, coming in as a freshman, I was not very good in the outfield, surprisingly. I got the nickname Sputnik because I had no idea where I was going in the outfield by the coaches.
Oh, no.
But, no, I think Kalitha, you know, kind of taking me under his wing, you know, him being an upperclassman and starting in center, he really made me understand just how intense my intensity of just pregame BP, just live BP and going after every single ball. And you know, we actually made a little game out of it where it's like, if you can't drop a ball or you're done. So I think just having that mindset of just going after every single ball, just all out, really helped me find the most efficient routes to take to balls in game. You know, having fun while working is always something that really helped me.
Cool. And that was definitely a guy to follow as far as getting after it. He was a highlight show out there. Yeah. Logan Collector was great, man. You didn't know what you were going to get from him on any game, you know,
not at all.
And no worry about his body. He would go into the wall. He was wild. Well, we don't need you getting hurt out there either though. So be careful.
We'll try now, again.
Yep. Now, I don't know if this is true. I feel like you mentioned it though, once in an interview, there was consideration even of a red shirt freshman year.
Yep.
So how is that going from, I might red shirt for the season to being thrown in the mix, and then, you know, obviously you're expected to perform. How did you help handle that?
You know, me and Mercer are really close, and I feel like, you know, he's kind of like my second dad away from home, where, you know, I'm able to go and talk to him about anything. And when that situation kind of came up about, you know, possibly redshirting as being one of the higher end guys coming in from the freshman class, kind of took me by surprise. But you know, I took it with a grain of salt, and if it was going to happen, it was going to happen. But, you know, like I said, just having that work ethic and, you know, not letting that little thing get to me really helped me work that much harder. Cause I mean, you never know what's going to happen. And obviously that happened because, you know, I just kept on working and working and working until, you know, I finally got that shot where it's like, I put in all this work that if I do get that shot this year, then I'm going to go in and take it with every expectation that I have of myself.
You damn right did. What a start, man. That was why people call it a natural. It was unbelievable. That start was so impressive, especially knowing what was going through your head maybe a week earlier.
Yeah.
But it was really, really impressive. And now tons of highlights, three homer game, this, that, and the third. If you can just maybe pick one or two, what were your favorite highlights of the season, maybe team-wise and for yourself? Because that freshman year was really great.
Yeah, no, team-wise, I would probably say that winning the Big Ten regular season was was really cool, especially to have that happen my freshman year, and, you know, being introduced to college baseball in that kind of manner was always something really cool. And, you know, personally for myself, I think that my favorite moment was probably getting that first start and calling my parents and letting them know that I was actually going to be starting against Cincinnati, and they got up and drove there immediately. But another one was what you said about the 3 home run game, where it's like, it kind of took me by surprise, where it's like, I don't even know how I did it. It just kind of happened. So
what a show you put on, man.
Well, moving on to the next year, you were doing it right out of the gate. So in 2020 at LSU, you were ready to go both on offense and defense, pretty much stole the show, I think, from almost any player on either team there. So now as you approach, you know, that was a short season, this season, what are some things that you're working on in the off season?
You know, the biggest thing, probably for me, you know, my swing's been feeling really good, and, you know, mechanics, defense and everything. I think that the biggest thing for me coming into this off season and really working on this fall was actually like my professionalism and my maturity as a person and a player, and being able to handle the mental aspect of baseball, where it's like, I'm able to go out and do the physical part of it, but when things get rough or I start having like bad at bats or anything like that, I would get really hard on myself, where it's like, I was able to take a step back and really analyze myself and really be able to understand myself as a person and really hone into, you know, maturing myself and being able to, you know, correct my body language in any type of situation that I was in, being able to put pitches behind me that, you know, I'd either had a bad swing or anything like that. But I think, yeah, the biggest thing would probably be my professionalism and just being able to handle myself in situations where, you know, things can get tough.
Has the extra length of the layoff changed anything for you, changed your preparation at all?
Honestly, no, I don't think it's really changed that much. I mean, I've been able to get work every single day, even during COVID, when we abruptly stopped. But, you know, living 5 minutes from a hitting facility that I used to work at, and, you know, I'm really close with the owner. So, you know, me and my dad would go there pretty much every single day and go and hit. So I don't think that the big long layoff has really changed anything about my approach.
Okay.
So Grant, a little hypothetical here. Would you rather hit an RBI triple or end an inning with a diving catch?
I think I would probably end the inning with a diving catch, because that kind of gives us momentum going into the next inning. So I think I'd rather do that than a RBI triple for sure.
And another fun one. Do you have a favorite long ball as a Hoosier so far?
Yeah, I think my favorite one was probably the one against Ole Miss, because that was like my first time ever, you know, doing a pimp job or a bat flip or anything like that. So I thought that was kind of a new one for me.
I like that.
So Grant, we heard there were some classic BP sessions during the COVID layoff. Anything you want to tell us about that?
I mean, we were just getting live ABs, you know, against really good arms at the hitting facility that I was telling you about. But, you know, me and Cole Barr were hitting every Friday, and we'd get 5 to 6 live arms to throw against us. And I think we would get like 15 at bats every single Friday against live arms. So, you know, that was always really cool to do that. And we actually had Paulie Milto come in and throw to us as well. So I always thought that was super cool to be able to, you know, kind of connect with people that I haven't talked to in a minute, especially during a time of, you know, distancing and not being able to go see one another. So I always thought that was really cool.
You guys let him hit it all?
No, I tried to give it to him.
Why did
he's probably not allowed to?
Still, he's still not allowed to. Merce is not his coach anymore.
It might be in the contract somewhere.
These contracts. Oh man, no good. Let him hit.
he's thrown pretty hard now.
yeah, he's really picked up. That's kind of awesome to see. You know how much work he's kind of put in and it's kind of paying off now. So, you know, I'm really happy for him.
Yeah, the velocity has really gone out with him. I know a lot of his stuff was just making people miss and the cement mixer and this and that. And then we watch all this velo stuff coming out of these workouts he's doing. It's like another guy. To add that to what he already had, he's going to be special, mm-hmm. right? Now, the last time you guys took the field, I would think, I mean, have you even got out on the BART at all since the winter has started, or was it just since fall?
I think like a week before we left for winter break, we were able to take advantage of some nice sunny days where it was like 55 degrees out and we were hitting BP on the field for probably an hour and a half. So, I'd say that we got a couple of days in right before we got back from winter break, but you know, with all this snow on the ground, it's kind of hard to do that.
Yeah, you can't do anything, man. Now, how's the focus change when you're inside? I know Seguin still has his toys, and of course the coaches are still coaching you up, but is it mentally difficult to really do that inside?
Honestly, no. I think, you know, just being able to kind of experience Mellon Camp as a freshman and sophomore, you kind of get used to it. The only thing that you don't really get used to is the constant light buzzing. So when you're in there, you just hear all the time. You kind of walk out and you're like, oh, I can actually hear. But no, I would say that, you know, being in there, it's kind of always like working on, like if we do individual defense, it's kind of always working, or we're working sun balls all the time because the ball always goes into the light, so you have to try and find it every time you go for it. But you know, we're taking live ABs in there as well, and you know, our offense is looking really good and then our pitching is looking really good, so it's kind of flip-flopping. So when we both sides get consistent, it's going to be a fun thing to watch.
Of course, you got a little more prep time without a non-con schedule. So maybe you can get outside. I would hope it warms up. I don't know. Really, you'd been starting in about 10 days, right? If it would have been a normal.
Yeah. Well, actually, I think we started on Valentine's Day.
Valentine's was.
Oh, right. So it's like 4 days. Oh, wow. That's right. So now at least, you know, a few weeks with no non-con, that's at least 3 weeks. We can, you know, do the math on that. Maybe you get outside then. Okay. And what's the thing that you've been working the most since you got back campus-wise and since the break?
Kind of going back to what I was talking about, you know, really working on, like, my professionalism and being able to, you know, keep the same work ethic. And, you know, also another thing is, you know, being a leader, which is kind of new to me, where it's like as a freshman, sophomore, I was there and I was a big impact for the team, but now – you know, being a year older and being a junior and upperclassman, I think, you know, just being able to kind of take all the freshmen under my wing, like, you know, what happened to me when I was a freshman, just being able to be there for them, it's kind of a big thing for me. And, you know, it's a cool opportunity to be able to, you know, I've been with Merce for 3 years. So understanding, you know, the culture that he has and really, really honing in and, you know, talking all the new guys through it and giving them the understanding of what we want to do in this program, I think, you know, is always a cool little feeling to do.
Nice. Any freshmen you really look forward to seeing and what they can do that you've been helping out?
You know, there's a lot of freshmen that, you know, could possibly make an impact. So, you know, Brennan Rowe is a really solid shortstop. Kip Fugers is looking really good. So, can't make any assumptions of who's going to play or anything like that. They just got to show work. And if it, you know, the same thing that happened to me, if they get the opportunity, they got to take it. And, you know, the ones who put in the work are going to be the ones trusted to be put on the field.
If there's somebody they can believe in that statement after what you pulled off your freshman year, these guys have to be focused and listening to what you say. And I appreciate your leadership, man. It's a big step, something new, and it's definitely needed.
What are you studying at IU, and what are any eventually post-baseball plans?
I'm currently studying sport marketing and management, and haven't really thought of much past baseball because that's kind of my main focus right now. So when it happens, it happens. But kind of all eyes on baseball right now. So
enjoy it while you've got it.
I will.
Oh, I got one. What's your favorite Christmas tradition?
Oh, that's a good one. You know, with COVID and stuff this year, it kind of put a damper on it. But, you know, with my family being up in Fort Wayne, and we moved down to Indy, I think, you know, the biggest thing is getting together with all of our families and, you know, going from my mom's side to my dad's side in the same day, just because they're all in Fort Wayne. And, you know, my mom's side, actually, she has 11 brothers and sisters. So that little reunion, getting together, is kind of hectic, but it's always kind of fun.
So New Year's tradition is different.
New Year's, I've never really done anything for New Year's.
When are you hitting these cages or every year? Oh, then I must have messed it up. Don't you go to like a batting cage every holiday? Oh,
yes. I go with my dad every year. I can't believe I missed that.
What was that, Christmas or New Year's?
Christmas. Me and my dad.
It was Christmas. Yeah. I knew it.
No, I just blanked on that for some reason. Me and my dad always go hitting on Christmas, and you know, that's kind of been a tradition that we kind of started, you know, I want to say either sophomore or freshman year.
Yeah, he sends out the pictures. I'm like, that is a cool holiday tradition. Go hit. Yeah. I always thought that was a great thing. Then you had me thinking I mixed it up.
I was going to say, I was like, I don't think I do anything for New Year's. I don't think I've ever really
posted. Well, listen, I questioned myself. I thought maybe I mixed up the two holidays. Nah, that's real cool, though, man. That's something you'll remember forever.
Yeah.
So, Grant, if you could, because something we actually brought up when we chatted with you at LSU was kind of the distinction between your freshman year and sophomore year in reacting to off-speed pitches. How have you developed your game in that regard?
You know, I think, you know, keeping the same kind of mindset, you know, that I had my sophomore year, where it's like just being able to pick up the ball out of the hand and really being able to stay on fastball timing and adjust down. So I think that's the biggest thing for me, is just kind of stay on that tempo and, you know, finding a rhythm with the pitcher and being able to start on time and stay on time and not get mixed up with timing. But, you know, just being able to use my eyes to really see the ball and see spin has really helped me adjust from my freshman year, where it's kind of like, oh, I see a ball, all right, I'm gonna swing, rather than actually being able to recognize the pitch and not react when it's halfway to me, but be able to pick it up out of the pitcher's hand.
Okay. Was there any favorite MLB team growing up, any players you really watched to kind of model your game off of, or even now?
No, I wouldn't say it's a weird thing, but I've never really had a favorite team of anything. I don't have a favorite team of football. I don't have a favorite team for baseball. I don't know. It's kind of just all right, let's just put on a game and just watch it. But, you know, a person that I kind of want to, I want to, you know, model my game after is actually a Fort Wayne native, Kevin Kiermaier. You know, because I mean, he's a great defensive player, and you know, just being able to model myself off after him defensively would be fantastic for me, and it'd be really cool to have two Fort Wayne people kind of make an impact.
Well, that'll do it for this week's edition of Talking Hoosier Baseball. Definitely appreciate Grant Richards' time. Not all the time do you get a preseason All-American on our podcast, so thanks again, Grant. You can read up on Indiana Baseball at iubase.com. You can follow us on Twitter at See You at the Bart and at IUBase17. And just as far as IUBase17, we just hit our 4-year anniversary. couple days ago. I want to thank everybody who follows that and interacts on that account. It really, I remember when we had 51 followers and I was happy because it was like Logan Sowers. No, but look at that. We got 50. We might get 100 one day. And it's like 3,300 later. And there's a lot of interaction and stuff like that. And I think it really helps out, get some news out and stuff like that. So thank you for people who follow that. Instagram, you can follow us at IU Base. And of course, the Talking Hoosier Baseball channel on YouTube, definitely something to check out. Subscribe to that. Not only the podcast, we got video updates, we got stuff on the high school guys, recruits. I know Carl's itching to get some more game clips up there, you know, when the season starts. Oh, and if you listen only, please, please, review, rate, feed the algorithm. I'm not really sure. We've been doing this a lot of times, and I don't know why it helps, but please do. You know, that's basically it for the week. For Carl James, Josh Bennett, Cassidy Palmer, and Grant Richardson, I'm Chris Feeney, and we'll see you at the bar.